Hey Wargamers, welcome back to the channel, Death From Above Wargaming. I'm Aaron, and I am here with Tom and Dom for another exciting Jump Point episode. Although this is a special one, happy Sunday, on the heels of Adepticon, we're going to be talking all about the Kickstarter and the fabulous tiers there within. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a little bit also at the end about our big Kickstarter giveaway. Stay tuned for all the details on how you could possibly win piles of plastic mechs. So Adepticon was cool. It was very exciting. Dan and I went, Chris went. It was a good time. Of course, we missed you, Dom, and we missed you, Tom, but maybe next year we'll get you guys out. It was great to play with the CGL guys, played a little Battletech. Also did an interview with Randall. So if you haven't seen that stream is available on I believe Catalyst's YouTube page or Twitch or something along those lines. The link's floating around out there. That said, why don't we dive right into the Kickstarter? Basically, one giant ready room round table. Tom has been crunching numbers like a good little Comstar adept.
Research.
That's right, market research. So what do you think, Tom? Tell us your assessment.
Okay. So I'll actually start with the sort of community sentiment analysis, right? I asked on Facebook mainly for people's feedback. I posed a list of questions, you know, overall, how do you feel about it? What do you like? What don't you like? What would you like to see different? You know, did you pledge and will you pledge more? Both to sort of get an idea of how people are feeling about it, and then really for our projections that we're going to talk about later around, you know, what's the upside to this Kickstarter. I think understanding where people are at in terms of are they considering putting more in helps understand what kind of upside there might be. So overall, it's funny, we've been talking. So I'll say overall, everybody's positive. I haven't actually gotten one overall negative comment about it, which is surprising considering. I know, considering it's Facebook.
There's nothing positive on Facebook.
That's a record. Yeah. That never happens.
Yeah, there were a couple like ambivalence, I'll say, neutrals. And that was mostly around the value proposition that they feel. And I think that this quote was really good, that it feels more like a pre-order than a Kickstarter for some people, because the prices are about, they really aren't far off from retail. Mm-hmm. So what people like is the focus on introducing more vehicles. That was a huge win for a lot of people.
Yeah, I agree.
There's also a lot of people who felt like they missed out on the clan invasion, which is funny because I thought we went way overboard with it, me and you. And it's funny that, you know, I guess we were already so deep into it that it was, you know, we were in the thick of it.
We were in the thick of it.
So there's a lot of people who didn't get that excitement that we had and that sort of, you know, buyer's, you know, buying spree. Yeah. What people didn't like, it almost all revolves around too much digital content. A lot of people just don't want it. They think it's duplicative. They might already own some of it. And if they don't, they just like, why all the stretch goals they announced, every other one is just like digital.
Right.
Which again, like, I'm not saying that I agree with it necessarily, but that was a common, and then, you know, our pledges were all over the place. I actually had one of the big Kappas. We had a nice discussion. Ooh. Yeah. So I actually got to talk to like a billionaire, like Jeff Bezos, basically. He was really nice. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And the only reason I found out is because I had asked, like, you know, are you considering pledging more? And he's like, sorry, can't do it, buddy.
Which thought you like were going to ask him if he was going to consider to be brag. A Patreon. Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 Hey, we can open up a Kerensky
level tier.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, you can sleep over my house once a month or something.
Yeah. On the beanbag chair.
We'll just play Battletech. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So that was really cool. It was really nice. Oh, and that was the other thing. The other thing that I want to say 75% of the people called out as a negative for the Kickstarter is people's bad attitudes about the Kickstarter. So everybody feels the same way we do. The negativity in the commenting directly to Catalyst and in a lot of the comment threads is just like toxic.
You are so mean.
But the nice thing is that it's not representative of the majority of people. They almost all said the same thing. They're like, it's a small minority of people who just can't stop being negative about things.
Yeah.
Just complaining and complaining and complaining. Unless they were getting free, basically, if Catalyst was just giving them free stuff, nothing is good enough for some people.
Yeah,
so
exactly right.
We feel you. Everybody who made that comment, we've been complaining about that in text
complaining
messages
about the
to each other. Complaining, yeah. Oh, it's very meta, but So now they dig in, you know, unless you guys have any feedback on that or, you know, you want to weigh in on it.
No, I think that's spot on. I mean, it's great to hear there's so much positivity on Facebook. As many people know, I avoid Facebook like the plague. But, you know, you hit the nail on the head. The vehicles at Adepticon, I got to play a game with some of the new support vehicles. Long Dan dominated with some Long Toms. Would have been great if you were there, because then you could have been the Long Tom.
Yeah.
Tom. But yeah, I mean, those models are disgustingly good. Yeah. They're amazing. We saw that the Phoenix Hawk 2C, Shadow Hawk 2C. We saw the maybe I already said the Bane. There are just so many of the new things. It was phenomenal. So anyway, very excited about it. Glad other people, in large part, are also excited about it.
So moving into the state of the Kickstarter, if we want to dig in there. So, you know, I think anybody who is part of BattleTech in the last couple months has been aware of this Kickstarter. So we're not going to go through what this Mercenaries Kickstarter is, but let me give some highlights here. So, you know, on the first day that it opened, they hit $3.3 million. In pledges, which was, if we talk about it in terms of stretch goals, 3 million was their 20th stretch goal. They hit 20 stretch goals in a day.
That's crazy.
In day two, they surpassed 4 million, right? Which was another, which was the next stretch goal.
Milestone. Yeah.
Yeah. And now we're probably going to tap on 5 mil within a couple days. If the trajectory of the pledges goes the same way as like the Clan Kickstarter, there's typically a valley and then a ramp up at the end. And so, you know, depending on how strong this continues, it could be anywhere from $15,000 a day in pledges up to 40 or 50. We won't know for a couple more days if it's going to flatten out or if it's going to go down a little bit more. So, but man, that's just incredible. I mean, to hit $4 million, I mean, it as of today, this is the 29th, it was 4.6 million, which unlocked again, you know, 22 stretch goals.
Yeah.
And we're nearing the final announced stretch goal at 5 mil.
I think it's important so what does that to say mean? As well. I was just going to say that you could clearly tell from Catalyst's side that they were not expecting this, because I think the max stretch goal on the initial Kickstarter release was it up at 2 million. I think that was the max one.
Yeah.
And they were scrambling around for like a good day, rewriting all the comms and putting all the other stretch goals in. And we now, you know, we've got that like 5 million like tier now. So I think, yeah, we're going to hit that 5 million mark very, very shortly, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, it's funny, like I'm looking at it now and it's 4.656 million pledged of a $50,000 goal. Like they knew they were going to beat that goal, but I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
So they just did another 50,000 today then, you know, basically. So it hasn't leveled off yet. Going to. So that's great. And so what does that mean? You know, a couple things, right? Once they got into the multi, you know, the three million plus mark, you started to actually see some physical stretch goal rewards added. that people were really clamoring for, which is around like adding force packs, adding salvage packs. You know, we talked in the sentiment about a lot of digital. For our analysis and for our consideration, we almost exclusively think about it in terms of minis.
That's how I think
that's just
about
how, yeah, again, yeah. Nothing against people who are excited about the Mad Cats or about any of the books or anything, or in, you know, t-shirts, flags, posters, whatever. Really, it's the same way we approach the last Kickstarter. We think about each tier as how many minis do you get and what's the cost per mini for that tier. So when it came out, you know, people really wanted to compare it to the Clan Kickstarter. And I don't know if Catalyst ended up messing up in terms of giving away too much or what, but this one was a lot more conservative in terms of both what you're getting per tier and also the announced stretch goals. So when
it certainly raised expectation levels on the from the Clan Invasion one, which I think has really kind of hoisted them by their own petard, I think is the expression, because then they've done
I've never heard that.
Everyone's like, oh, so it's a very English thing. It's a naval
term. We don't say that here in America. In America.
Yes.
Do you know the term a rod for your own back? It's basically the same.
Yes.
So,
I know of hoist your own petard. Yeah. So, and you know, Catalyst has done good about just saying no. Like, I think they did the right thing in not teasing that they might do it. They've been pretty resolute about saying doubling packs. This is not going to happen.
I'm glad.
Which I think is fair. Yeah, I'd rather them not. Maybe we won't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've actually. Right. I don't know if you saw this, but on the FAQ page, it specifically says that we will not be doubling packs this time around. So if anyone has got any, you know, they have been quite clear about that. If you go to the, it's somewhere in there. Yeah.
Will we offer double your forces as we did with the Clan Invasion?
Nope.
And what is the exact wording there?
Well, actually it says not at this time.
I know. I think they changed that to not at this time.
I didn't notice that.
Listen, that if I can give my advice to Catalyst, it would be this. Do not double the force packs.
No,
please make a profit so that you can invest in the business and continue to grow it, right? Well, pay the talent that you've got, right? Like keep it alive and thriving. Yeah. That's what I would do. I mean,
well, so that brings me into another criticism that I think a valid one that people had, and that I think I've made in certain ways too, which is that the Kickstarters can undercut retail sales. And I think Catalyst, just based on, again, the dollar per mini and how they're structuring the stretch goals, I think the reason they're being more conservative is partially to preserve the retail market. You know, because if they double everything, you know, you're going to really eradicate anybody's willingness to buy retail. Everybody's just going to buy the Kickstarter, and they're going to sit on their hands for a year, year and a half until they get them and buy nothing, right?
Do you believe that? I mean, so we bought a disgusting amount of stuff in Wave 1, and I still bought more stuff afterwards.
You're insane, though.
But so are most people that play Battletech.
I guess. That's fair. Yeah, and so now to dig into the value, right?
So excited. I want to know what tier to buy, Tom. Tell me what tier I should buy.
Yeah,
tell us,
Tom. You're the data man. Tell us.
Yeah, so I'll get there. So let me talk about one thing first. So the base rewards, right, before any stretch goals.
Okay.
It was interesting to analyze that because some of them, if you compare the price for the tier and how many minis you get compared to the retail cost of what's included, some of them you were actually paying a premium to buy it through the Kickstarter. It was not until you got to the company level that you got around a 20% discount. Again, that's ignoring any value of, you know, swag, fluff,
right? Digital rewards. Right.
Yeah.
That's all factored out of your analysis.
Yeah. So really, the company was the only tier that had a discount. But through the goals, so at 500K, they added some salvage packs. At 1 million, they added salvage packs. At 3 million, they added a couple force packs and salvage packs again. And then at 5 million, which we're just going to assume they're going to hit by the time this even drops.
Yeah.
Or close to it. Again, another set of packs and salvage at the higher tiers.
Right.
So after all of those stretch goals have been hit, we're now actually at a place where everything realizes a discount except for the recruit level. So at veteran, you're at a 20%, and it goes all the way up to almost 40% off for a company, and then back down again as you go up. Like a regiment, you're only getting 5% off compared to the retail value. So your price per mini, so if we're talking, you want to know which one to buy. If you're focused solely on plastic minis, you know, I'll say two things. One, you know, a battalion of 570, right? The best way to get miniatures. So this is where we get into like the, how do you structure your purchase, right? Because there's so many more packs than you get at that level, right?
Uh-huh.
And if you do add-ons, the add-ons, you're paying $7 to $7.50 per mini.
Yeah, it's retail, add-on. Yeah. Right? That's like retail price, basically. Yeah.
That's retail price. So you really, I think if your focus is to get the most minis, you need to find one where you're getting the most packs. And that's like maybe like a battalion or a regiment. Battalion is still your best bet. It, you know, you'll get 8 packs and 4 salvage. You know, so you can, how many, do you remember how many packs have been issued? I can't recall offhand.
You mean bonus is unlocked?
Yeah, total number of force packs they've announced. I think it's including vehicles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
A lot.
I can't even do math right now. Yeah, the two exclusive legendary packs. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, there's, I think there's like 14, we'll say. And again, and just to, you know, I always like to disclose my methodology there. I'm using a Inner Sphere Lance, so 4 mechs, not 5 for a clan, and not like 8 for a vehicle. The prices are a little bit different, but I do have it calculated based on, you know, the value of the the Lance. Retail.
I think one of the key points is though, like, I mean, the value in it is only perception, right? So, like, if you are after all the swag, and that's what you're really focused on, then you probably would want to go in at regiment level because you do get so much more in terms of like the digital content, the map pack, stuff like that. But if like us, I mean, I think we are all of the same mind, so that's important to disclose. We're all about the tabletop element to this. So like if you could say to me, give up all the swag and have 3 more force packs, I'd take that, to be frank. So it depends where you land in terms of your BattleTech experience.
Right.
Yeah, and the other thing to keep in mind too is as they announce the stretch goals, they're almost all targeting the higher end of the tiers, and that's where you'll see the price per mech get driven down further, you know, adding even just one extra pack into the cost will drop your, you know, per mini price a couple dollars. Gotcha. You know?
Sure, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Like, if at first glance, I would have said regiment was the best by far. I'm sort of surprised battalion, because battalion is a little more than half of regiment. And you get half as many force packs. Do you know what I mean? So if you, like, double the battalion...
I think that's the kind of... The zeitgeist is that I've seen on comments, and Tom will probably know more about this, but I think it's generally seen that battalion is where you get the most bang for your buck when it comes to the battalion. Actual minis.
I think the other part of, you know, you're talking about like what mechs are out there.
Yeah.
It's cool to look at the split of both unit type, you know, are they mechs, are they vehicles, are they infantry? And the class that they're in, something we talk about a lot is that a lot of the force packs seem heavy, you know. So what does the overall package look like of everything that they developed for mercenaries?
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Yeah. So very I'll start medium, with. Yeah, well, we'll find out, won't we? so So to start with the unit types, very mech heavy. 70% of the units are mechs, 28% are vehicles, and then 1% are infantry and aerospace. You basically have one infantry unit, the battle armor, and
and the Visigoth.
The Visigoth, yeah. And then to break it down by weight class, and this is for all types, evenly split. Lights account for 24.6, mediums are 27%, heavies are 32%, and assaults are 15%. And the last thing I'll say that I have is, analyzing the unit uniqueness that they have, the only place you really see duplicates is in those legendary packs. Everything else, there's really no overlap. The mercenaries box, the beginner box that you get in the lower tier. So just to wrap it up, I think the force mix is really good. You get, 70% mechs, 30% other stuff. The split along weight classes is really good. So yeah, that's my analysis, man.
All right. I love it.
Very good. Well, we don't have the full picture yet, do we? So it's important we say that. Like, we won't know absolutely what the final analysis is until the Kickstarter shuts, because that's when all the stretch goals will be decided and things like that.
Yeah. And
disclaimer there.
I want to say, I'd like to come back to this too after the final is done and see how it came out, to see what our projections, we've been feverishly talking about, where will this Kickstarter go? But like mathematically, it just seems like it's really possible. It could like shoot to the moon. Like 7 million is really doable without any crazy stuff.
Right. Because there was a huge, I shouldn't say this out loud, but like I haven't pledged yet. Mainly because we were away, we were prepping for Adepticon. We had a lot going on. Yeah. And I wanted to wait for Tom's analysis. So it'll
suddenly jump to $10 million next week. Will it?
It wasn't me. Yeah. I think a lot of people though still haven't pledged, and they are kind of waiting to see like what are the goals going to be. We'll probably pledge this week. You just got to figure out what we're doing. But I do think there's that huge tail. We saw the pattern in the first Kickstarter, right? The last couple days are going to be just potentially as big as the first day.
We had talked too. If you look at like how much money people pledged per backer. If you take out the $5,000 big kappas, I think it's lower than it was for the clan invasion. So there's the potential that lower tiered pledges can move up to higher tiers if they juice that up. And just doing that, you'll double every pledge.
Right. And I think that's where I hope Catalyst have got that. Like commercial mindset, and obviously, like you said, we've discussed this a little bit over chat recently. Like, if you can bump people up from like battalion to regiment, that's where in those final days you start to see a big bump.
The other thing you mentioned too is the number of people who signed up for notifications versus how many pledges they've had. I think that's what we talked about. That was 8,500 people when we talked about it. That haven't yet pledged that were interested in it. Yeah. So if they can capture them, that's almost.
I think they will. Because I think a lot of people, I know Aaron's not pledged because of logistical reasons, but I think a lot of people wait until they actually know the full lie of the land, which is actually a very sensible thing to do. Because you can see at that juncture, like in the penultimate day of the Kickstarter, when you've got a very good idea, you can see exactly what you get across every stretch goal across every, thing that you are going to get access to when it arrives. Whereas at the moment, we don't know. I mean, I kind of piece together like what I know I'm going to get, just like, every day I go back to it and I look, oh, there's another force pack that you can get now. So whereas I think some people just like to just wait, see what happens, and then pledge at the last minute.
So who knows? I want to pose, this is what I want to pose to the brain trust.
All right. Last posing of the brain trust.
Last one.
Go ahead.
What is more important to you in a stretch goal? A brand new force pack, new minis, or a free force pack in your order? What's more?
The former, because I just want to be able to get as many mechs and vehicles as possible. No, sorry, like, yeah, I want as many in yield, but I want like the distinct types. So I'll still buy them anyway, and I like the variety.
Right. I think it'd be smarter
so you don't for care them. About the free one.
Yeah, no, I would. I think it's a better business decision and also more exciting to add net new mechs.
Exactly right.
Because people will just, if they want, they'll just add it to their yeah. you know, to their order. That's what I would vote on saying. So, all right, let's wrap this one up. So Tom, thank you for running all those numbers. That's exciting stuff. And then we'll get back into it. I think we'll check in, you know, towards the end of the month. I think it closes in 20-ish days or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe closer to the end of April or early May, we can check back and do sort of an assessment. But again, let's come full circle here. DFA is doing a giveaway. We are giving away a regiment tier. It's $500 of all of the minis, all of the swag, and any of the stretch goals that happen to be hit. So we're going to be giving that away. But you have to earn it through a challenge. And that challenge will be available on Patreon. Basically, what you need to do is register your own custom Merc unit for a specific mission. So you get to come up with your Merc unit, come up with the lance you're going to deploy, and tell us why you think your mercenary unit is the best one for the job. Whether it's a story of a prior mission or something else, it's totally up to you. The details will be on Patreon soon, so be sure to keep an eye out for that. That said, in the meantime, if you want to hold yourself over with some plastic goodness, head on over to Ares Games and Minis. He's got all of the good stuff over there, all of the, you know, the plastic force packs and things along those lines, the books, the dice, also great stuff from third-party vendors like Hardware Studios, Death Ray, so on and so forth, Fighting Piranha Graphics, all the good stuff. So definitely check out Ares Games and Minis. And we mentioned Patreon, but I'll say it again. Number one, subscribe, like, leave a comment. And join us on Patreon. You know, it's $1 a month at a bare minimum. Very easy to sign up for, and you get all sorts of great perks over there. That said, Tom, any closing thoughts? Pledge. No. Pledge. And if you're going to pledge, follow the link in the description, because that link is tied to our channel. Not that we get anything other than street cred for it. But I want more street cred, because street cred is great. Dom, closing thoughts from you?
Yeah, Sam, if you can pledge, this is the most, to me, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened in BattleTech. I'm going to just put my cards on the table. I think it's remarkable. So yeah, exciting times.
All right. Well, there it is, guys. Exciting times indeed. So stay tuned. We hope you have a wonderful Sunday. You know, I think we've got some exciting battle reports coming out, Tom, right? I think maybe this week or next we've got a good one coming out between you and I. So we're back in the groove of that. And then maybe we'll do part three if Tom doesn't die of whatever cough is afflicting him. Hope you feel better. Tom's muscling through tonight.
And yeah. what work on the empirical dough? Well done, Tom.
Well, work. Very good. Work. Brilliant. Brilliant stuff.
Yeah. All
right. Well, that said, guys. Thank you so much for watching. And of course, stay tuned. Always great stuff coming from Death from Above Wargaming. Have a great Sunday.